'Tis the season of pots and skillets. I still have one of my grandmother's large cast iron skillets. It's more than half a century old, and it weighs 5 pounds without any food in it. It is more than a skillet. It's my mother trusting me with some of the cooking tasks, slowly allowing me to grow into her shoes. My maternal grandmother Ethel, I called her Nana, taught me to cook by showing me, then refusing to show me a second time because you've seen me do this enough times, you should have been paying attention. Then, just before my tears of frustration would fall into the pie crust dough, she would, with pretended annoyance, show me again, and again, until I got it right. It is a memory of three women, three generations of women cooking together, and often cooking while singing in three-part harmony. Nana would season this cast iron skillet, a procedure as old as iron pots. It's done to prevent the skillet from rusting and to keep any metallic taste from getting into the food. You season or re-season cast iron with an unsalted fat, rubbing it in well, then placing the iron into a warm oven for about an hour or so. So when I take a shortcut and zap the skillet hurriedly with canola oil from the fridge and a paper towel, Nana is probably turning over in her grave. She used suet, nothing else. Lamb suet. Suet is the snow-white, very dry but rich fat that hugs the kidneys of a beef cow or a lamb. Of course, I didn't remember all of that when I was suddenly struck with the inspiration to reclaim the family kitchen traditions. I just ran out of the door in search of some lamb suet.
I'm looking for suet.
What is suet?
Lamb suet. Some people use it for puddings, but other people use it to season skillets.
Mm-hmm. You want me to ask them, do they have it?
I'm looking for suet.
Suet? We don't have it.
Lamb? No. You know where I can get it?
No idea.
Okay, thank you.
As I look down at all the meats tucked precisely into foam trays and wrapped tight in plastic, I realize that the butcher shop, as I knew it, is an endangered species. Perhaps my Mexican, Cuban, El Salvadorian neighbors are more into the real thing. I head for the bodega on the corner.
Ernie, customer service, please.
Cordero, a gordo. The fat from the lamb.
I'm new here, so I don't know.
Suet?
Mm-hmm. No, no, sir.
Next, I try the old farmer's market, a Los Angeles landmark built more than 70 years ago. Maybe the old butcher shops are still there.
I am looking for suet.